industry.
You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. Yes, we do. We take a holistic approach to health. I'm Dr. Marvin. This is Let's Talk Dentistry, and today we're going to talk a lot about dentistry. And I hope you're having a wonderful day. We're here live in San Diego. We are broadcasting live from La Jolla. And I have some very good information to share with you today. For the next half hour, we're going to talk a lot about natural dentistry and what it can do for you, more specifically, what it can do for your health. And if you've listened to this show before, thank you for coming back because you probably get a lot of great information on here. If this is your first time, stay tuned and then listen, and then hopefully you'll learn something too. If you want to call in, this is a live call-in show. Well, we are here live. That telephone number is 866-577-2473, 866-577-2473, if you want to speak with me. I am representing my office here in San Diego. It's a Center for Natural Dentistry. That telephone number is 760-536-1199. I have something different this week. You want to listen up to this. Because I get a lot of calls in for my specials at the end of every show, I have had one of my assistants go ahead and take over and answer those calls for me so that they can get you to take advantage of those specials that we offer. So starting right now, if you want to call my office, 760-536-1199, you get to speak with Rose, who will get you scheduled right away so we don't have to do this back and forth thing. So if you've taken advantage of one of our specials before, or been sitting by the phone and waiting, you can call right now at 760-536-1199. I also want to remind people that we are on Facebook, and we have a Facebook page that has a lot of great information. It's facebook.com/naturaldentistry. If you're on Facebook, you need to be liking our page because I got a lot of great information. Including information about fluoride, which we've been talking about for the last few weeks. I also have a brand new video on there about root canals from one of my mentors, Dr. Hal Huggins. If you haven't heard of him, you will know more about him and all the dangers of root canals. He was actually against mercury, but now he's even more so against root canals because he thinks root canals are more of a problem than mercury fillings. I also have something on dental students. If you have someone that's going to dental school or planning to go to dental school, there's a video on there about shout-outs about the mercury toxicity that dental students are getting for being in the dental school. So much mercury being placed, so much mercury being drilled out, and how much exposure they're getting. And lastly, if you have heart troubles, if you have hypertension, congestive heart disease, if you have stroke, look at the link. I'm putting a paper on Facebook which talks about the research. I think it was out of the University of Tennessee about the links. It's from a medical doctor. The links between mercury and heart troubles. Very, very important. So if you are not on Facebook or if you haven't liked our page, now is a great time to do it. If you want to call in, that's 866-577-2473. I always welcome callers. I'll get one right now. Hello, this is Dr. Marvin on Let's Talk Dentistry. How can I help you?
Dr. Marvin, am I on?
Yes, Al.
Hi, this is Al.
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for calling in. I would want to remind people that if you listened to our show about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we had Al on and Dr. Bill Kellis. He's my good buddy. He's great doctor over at the Center for Advanced Medicine. He has a show going on right after this. And if you've listened to his show, you know that there's a lot of great information. And I wanted to bring Al back on, and thanks, Al, for coming in. And I want you to share a little bit about that story again, because everyone's been asking, and a lot of my patients come in and said, man, I heard that story, and I want you to do the same for me that you did for Al. So why don't you give us a little background, Al, about who you are and what happened?
Well, actually, I'm a friend of Bill Kellis's, and I was over at Bill's, and we were just talking and just catching up because he had been out of town for quite a while, and so I was just friendly talking, and I knew he knew a little bit about chiropractic, and I knew that he had this disease that that stiffens his joints, and that's why he got into holistic health and to find out how to stop that. And I've watched him over 20 years as this progressed, but slowly. I mean, with that disease, he should be dead, actually, but he's really, really shortened up the symptoms and the like.
Yeah, he should have been in a wheelchair for the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, but because of his proactiveness, he is he still walks and talks and still works. So, you know,
and
it's...
So I was just, you know, anyhow, Dr. Marvin, I was just over there, and we were just talking, and I says, Bill, I know you know chiropractic. I've got a sore wrist. And he looked at me, and he says, Minconi, it's not your wrist. It's your root canals. I've been telling you. And my thought was, it just didn't register. How could a root canal affect my wrist? This is, you know, I already had a root canal, Bill. I've already had the root canal. In other words, in my mind, I fixed the problem. And I says, this is my wrist. And he says, I'll tweak it. He says, but let me do something. And he went and he tweaked the pain on the thumb, and I went, ow. And he went right up to the elbow point, right in the joint of my elbow, and he says, does this hurt? I go, yeah. And then he went right up to the joint of my shoulder where it hit my clavicle, right at the point. And he says, does this hurt? And I go, yeah. And he traced that nerve right up to my neck through to my jaw, and he says, right here, you have a root canal. And I said, I don't know. And he looked in my mouth, and I had a gold tooth. And he says, I'll bet you underneath that is a root canal. He says, because that's your problem. And I says, well, Bill, I've already had, you know, not believing. You know, I believe him, but it just seemed too far-fetched for me. Because it's my tooth, and my pain was in my wrist. And I said, you know, but, Bill, I've already had root canals. He says, Al, he says, I really believe my disease started because I didn't take care of my root canals. I really suggest you see my friend, Dr. Marvin.
Wow. So let's backtrack a little bit. So you have pain in your wrist, and it's caused by a root canal. Of course you would think that's odd. Everyone would.
It's like a voodoo. You know, and you know, he had been trying to adjust my neck for years. He would fix my C1 and C2, adjust it, you know, or I'd go to a chiropractor and adjust it, and immediately it would be pulled out. And Bill was saying it was being pulled out because of this nerve.
So chiropractic is not necessarily the root cause of the problem. It does help temporarily.
It really does help, but it wouldn't stay. It wouldn't stabilize. And so as soon as he said, Al, he looked at me seriously. You know, we'd joke back and forth, and he would tease me back and forth. But this time he was serious. And he looked at me, and he says, Al, he says, I really believe I have this disease that I have because I didn't take care of my root canals. And as soon as he said that, I've seen him progress or regress for 20 years. And I said, okay, what's his number?
Yeah.
And fortunately, I was able, I don't know how quick, why you were able to quickly get me in, maybe because I was a friend of Bill's, but I got in at the end of the day, the next day, and I took one of these x-rays that were 3D. I've never seen a 3D x-ray, you know, and expanded it out and said, yeah, you have more than one root canal, don't you? You have five. I go, yeah. He says, and this one's really bad over here. Now, yeah. That's what Bill said. That number 19. I'll remember that number for. I didn't know all my teeth were numbered.
That's
number
probably 19. your most famous or your favorite number now. So you and Bill never told me which tooth it was. So I went and did the 3D X-ray, the cone beam 3D X-ray, which, by the way, we provided free for a lot of my listeners, so you want to tune in and take advantage of that special when you call our number. But we provided that, and then I looked at all your root canals. There was one particular one that was stood out that we saw an infection. Now, it wasn't huge, Now, here's the thing, is like you need to have these 3D x-rays so you can see these infections, but they're not big. So a regular x-ray is not going to cut it. So if you've had regular x-rays in the past and the dentist say, no symptoms, no problems, I don't see anything on the x-ray, therefore it's not the root canal. And you could even concur that your tooth that had a root canal had no pain. Is that right, Al?
Right, I didn't have any pain in my root canal and in my tooth, and so it just didn't seem logical to me. But you know, as I'm sitting there in the office, I'm looking at, you know, the number 19 goes to this type of nerves, and you know, the different numbers of the teeth go to different types of nerves, and it went to my pituitary, my thyroid.
Your thyroid, yes.
And it affected my thyroid. And I've been having thyroid problems for years.
For as long as you can remember.
It's just, and I've been treating it for years. It changed my, as I'm sitting there, and I said, okay. And you were able to get me in at the end of the next day. I'm assuming because I was able to get in so quickly because I was a friend of Bill's, and I thank you for that.
But you're welcome. You're welcome.
And your associate, you know, just pulled out my tooth, you know, and it took about a half hour or so because they had to pry it back and forth and back and forth and, you know, injected the pain so I wouldn't have pain, and it came out. And by the time I got up, and I had to go to the restroom, by the time I got up and went to the restroom and came out, it was gone. It was like someone it was like somebody pulled a pin out of a voodoo doll, you know? I mean, like in the Abbott and Costello movies, you know, when they're playing with voodoo dolls, someone put a pin in. Well, someone pulled a pin out, and my pain was gone. And I was just, hey, where's doctor? Where's Dr. Goddess? I want to say thanks. And I found out that because she worked real late, she had to go home to her family. And
she had to go pick up her kids and things like that.
I wasn't able to thank her, but it was immediate. Now, I don't know if that's in every case
right. That
you guys deal with, but it was for me. And I just, you know, and yesterday I went in and got my the crown.
Bridge.
The bridge that you guys put in, and I said, hey, I'm still not in pain, Bill, Dr. Marvin, I'm still not in pain.
Yeah.
And I'm doing normally. I haven't been to the chiropractor since that for over a month.
So you had pain not only in your wrist, but
in my shoulder.
You've had pain in your shoulders, but you've had it for so long that you wouldn't even think that it was going to be resolved by this.
I would have assumed I was going to have it forever. I had been going to a chiropractor for years, just years. And they were good, you know, good guys. And they cracked me here and adjusted there. But it would never, ever hold. And I never suspected that it's my tooth.
Yeah. And you also are not, you're not overweight and you're not athletic or anything like that. You exercise and you're proactive, you stretch, you've gone to other, have you gone to physical therapists or personal trainers to get help and all of this?
I've done everything. I work out daily at the gym, and I've been trying to, you know, someone said if you stretch out and work out, you build up your shoulders, then your shoulders won't keep going out. And so I'd work and build up my shoulders, but I'd still keep going out. And I'd work on my neck, and they'd still keep going. It was, when I saw yesterday and I said, could I call in this morning? I really meant it, that I just want to thank you. It's like,
you're welcome.
It is a miracle, but it's not a class A miracle. You know, it's a class B miracle. It was
right. The
body healing itself as soon as you pulled the poison out, and I didn't realize it, Bill. Now I don't know if I heard it from Bill correctly, but you know, you would know. But he said the reason that it's bad is that the doctors go in and get a root canal, and they take out the nerve, but they don't take out the problem for the original root canal, and it's, you know, there's no blood going to a dead tooth anymore, and so that the infection just stays there and gets bigger and bigger. There's no blood to go clean out the infection like there is normally in a healthy body. Is that true?
That's correct. That is a very good explanation, and Bill taught you correctly. Bill and I are both really against root canal therapy. Now, a lot of dentists and a lot of practitioners and a lot of people think that root canal therapy is great because it does save teeth. But I always ask this question, okay? We have 32 teeth. They have a nerve supply, they have a blood supply, they have arteries and veins, they have connective tissues. These are vital organs, okay? There are many organs that stick out of their body. Would you keep a dead kidney in your body? If your kidney did not have any blood flow, if it didn't have any arteries, veins, nerves, lymphatics, any of that stuff, would you keep a dead kidney? Would you keep a dead kidney and let it rot inside your body? Everyone would say no. Everyone, any logical person. And in medicine, when we have an infection, let's say we got an infection in a foot because we have a severe case of diabetes, we would amputate the foot. But in dentistry, we don't believe in this. We believe in keeping a dead organ or keeping an infection inside the mouth connected to the rest of our body. And hence, because of that, we are getting infections in the mouth that can cause problems elsewhere. And that's my scientific explanation. But I think people can relate to that. And I think that's exactly what happened. What surprised us about your case, Al, was that we looked at the meridian chart, okay? And if people don't know that, you can go to our website and look at that and see how the tooth is related to the whole body. But we don't promise that things are going to instantly feel better. But this just goes to show that when we take out infections, our body can miraculously heal itself if we have an open mind and take a look and realize and just put our ego aside, put all our practitioners out there, put your ego aside and realize that the body is amazing. God created our body to heal itself if we are able to get out of the way, not try to be God ourselves and try to fix teeth or fix things. If we allow the body to heal itself instead of trying to manipulate the processes, we can do miraculous things. And I don't do the healing, okay? The body does the healing, God does the healing. And I also want to let people know out there that Al is not making this stuff up, okay? Al is a youth pastor. Is that an accurate one?
No, I'm a conference speaker, and
I speak.
But I asked to call in simply because, you know, the pain in my shoulders and all that was immediate. But I still, the nerve that led to it was still sore, but not terribly sore, and down to my arm, and it's just gotten better and better and better in the last 4 weeks since I've had that. And I when I went in yesterday, I just wanted to thank you, and that's what this calls for. And I just, you go on with your day of your radio program. I just wanted to say thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Al. I really do appreciate it. I know there's people out there that are that really appreciate it too, and they need to hear that story. So thanks a lot, Al, for coming in, and look seeing you more in the office.
Well, it is true, and if anyone needs to call me, a lot of people in town know me. I speak at a lot of churches around town, and it's very true.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, Al. Thanks for calling.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. That's amazing, and I thank Al for coming in. He's really appreciative of what we have done, and also to Bill. Dr. Bill Kellis, amazing. He's able to track back, okay, and get to the root cause. And some of the stuff that he likes to do is he says he likes to look upstream. Now, he's also accommodated Al by helping him with his neck and things, but it just was not the root cause. So you need to go further upstream to figure out what system, and a lot of times it's the dental system where your teeth had caused you problems, and you had to figure out the source. And the source of the problem here was an infection, and the infection wasn't helped out because of root canal therapy. So you need a very intuitive, a very smart practitioner to be able to figure out that pain is not always where it is located, is where you should start fixing it. And in this case, it was in the mouth. Amazing story, amazing story. We just have a few minutes left. I want to remind people that they can call right now and schedule an appointment, 760-536-1199. And I have Rose on the line that's able to help get you scheduled right away. I do have appointments available for me this week. Dr. Goddess is full all this week, but if I have appointments with myself. If you want to schedule a free second opinion consult, or if you have a problem that you've had dentistry done recently and you still have a nagging problem, the problem won't go away, a free consult. It's a 30-minute consult with me where we go over a little bit. It's not a full comprehensive exam, but a free consult. And, okay, that's $149 value, so I'm just giving you that now. But I'm also going to give you the free 3D x-ray that Al was talking about. That's that 3 x-ray. That's $350 value. That's amazing. I'm giving you almost $500 worth of stuff if you call right now, 760-536-1199. If Rose doesn't answer because she's already talking to someone else, just leave your name, telephone number, and email address. Also, go on our website. It's trynaturaldentistry.com. You'll find a lot of great information on there. I'm going to tell you that I just had a doctor that called our office. I don't even know him. Okay, I don't even know this doctor. He called me. He's a dentist. He's located in Idaho, and he told my receptionist, Joy. And he said that I would not refer anyone to anyone else other than Dr. Marvin and his practice at the Center for Natural Dentistry. So we had a patient call our office and tell us that information. And we just had someone from Australia who is making a trip all the way over to here in San Diego in order to see us. So if you want to take care of this, if you are within this calling distance, or if you know of other people that need this valuable information, that need a consult, need a second opinion, give us a call right now, 760-536-1199. That's our main telephone number, but it's only going to be directed to Rose now. Okay, and we'll try to get you scheduled this week or next week so you can take advantage of this. I know you have a busy schedule. I know that you're working, but I'm going to tell you that the bugs in your mouth and the toothaches in your mouth do not care about your schedule. What they care about is taking care of their problems. 760-536-1199. Rose is standing by right now to answer those questions for you and to get you scheduled. One other thing. Okay, I'm gonna throw out this special. I haven't done this special for a while, but for the first five callers, if you schedule a comprehensive first visit, comprehensive exam, okay, I'll throw in one of our dental holistic health cleanings. Okay, this is a cleaning. If you haven't had a cleaning in a while, or if you need to have a cleaning, schedule an exam. Pay for the exam, and I'll go ahead and do the cleaning. Either me or Dr. Goddess will do the cleaning for you, hopefully that day. So this is only for the first five callers. It's a great deal. I hope hopefully you take advantage of this. One last thing before I get going, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the bite. Okay, we've had a lot of people come in, and we are the first practitioners that ever mentioned anything about their bite or how their teeth come together. If you felt that you've had a bite problem, but the dentist hasn't even brought it up or doesn't know about it or doesn't know how to fix it, or you've had it fixed and it still is a problem, I'm going to tell you that Dr. Goddess and I are honing in our skills and we're really doing a great job at fixing people's bites. Because what we're finding out, or what we now know, is that the teeth start to wear down and the jaw starts to move. When the teeth wear down and the jaw starts to move back, your jaw gets further and further out of position. We are able to scientifically put the jaw back into the right position and get you functioning in that position. I'm going to tell you what, it is amazing because we get your structure, your whole body structure is affected by the jaw. And if we get the jaw back into the better position, things like Al's neck problem and all those aches and pains start going away. These bite problems are great. So if you want to schedule an appointment just to get your bite looked at, call right now, 760-536-1199. You got to memorize that number. You got to write it down. I'm going to be here every Saturday morning, 8:30. So be sure to let other people know. We also have an iPhone, iPad app. You can also go to kprz.com. There are ways to get all this information. We also have a podcast. I mean, it's everywhere. Once you figure out that this type of dentistry, God-given dentistry, to get you healthy is going to be amazing for you, you got to schedule that visit. That's 760-536-1199. I can't help you until you help yourself. Get on the phone right now. Give us a call, 760-536-1199. I'll be here next week. I'll talk to you then. Stay tuned, stay healthy, and keep smiling. I love you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.